And so as I speak on this Trinity Sunday, I speak in the name of God, who is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Over these last, 10 years or more, we are increasingly living in a world that is politically correct. In so many ways, we are not allowed to offend someone. Our people are easily offended. And one of the areas that it seems that politically correctness possibly has gone a step too far is in the job titles that people now carry. See if you can guess what jobs these are. A colour distribution technician. Exactly, a painter and decorator. A colour distribution technician. What about this one? A customer experience enhancement consultant. Customer experience enhancement consultant. Exactly, yeah, a shop assistant. What about this one? A gastronomical hygiene technician. Gastronomical hygiene technician. A dishwasher, exactly. Someone who washes dishes. A transparency enhancement facilitator. Exactly, a window cleaner. Now you're getting into it. A media distribution officer. A media distribution officer. No. After that stage, a paper boy. A media distribution officer. A frontline customer support facilitator. Frontline customer support facilitator. Otherwise known as a call center worker. You know, when you ring up and you have to press like a million buttons and eventually you get to speak to someone. I don't know why, or do you agree with me, but the older names were much easier to understand, and at least they told us something about the job that the person did. Well, as we come to today's sermon, we're building on an alternative name for God, the Holy Spirit, that Jesus referred to in last week's reading from John chapter 14. And in real terms, we're going to ask the question, at least begin to ask the question, because in the space of about 7 or 8 minutes, it's impossible to give a full answer. But at least to begin to ask the question, what is the work of the Holy Spirit? But before we come to that, as always, a recap. Last week in our journey through John's Gospel, we stopped to look in John chapter 14. And we found that Jesus had been telling his disciples about his imminent death. Naturally, they were upset, so he reassures them that all is going to be okay. That even though he, as God in human form, might not be present with them, God will send another form of himself to dwell with them and with believers. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another. And we, of course, found this was to be the Holy Spirit. So that's where we left off last week. But I want us to notice a word or a theme that comes right through what we learn. And that is the word believers. Believers. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to the people of God, to those who believe. To those who have put their faith in Jesus. God is not going to go essentially where God is not invited. And the Bible tells us actually that when someone becomes a believer, a follower of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit of God literally comes and dwells within them. God can't get much closer than that, can he? Dwelling within the lives and the bodies of believers. And it is from this point that the work of the Holy Spirit becomes evident. As we build on that and draw from John 14 and John 15, we begin to understand more of what Jesus talks about. Not only that the Holy Spirit is God, but what the work of the Holy Spirit is in the lives of believers. If we listed all that we read in these two passages, we would have this kind of a list before us. They tell us that the Holy Spirit is to be an advocate. It's almost like a job description that you might read. Is there to help, to be with believers, is the Spirit of truth, will teach believers, will remind believers. The list is not exhaustive. If we were to go right through the Gospels and into the epistles, we would find a lot more. But it gives us a fair foundation. So let me just focus on a few of them for a few minutes. The first word that we come across is advocate. Now, for me, advocate is an old-fashioned word. It sounds almost like a legal word, doesn't it? An advocate. So we turn to other Bible translations, which often use slightly different words that maybe help us to understand. And drawing from those other Bible translations, they tell us that the job of the Holy Spirit is to be, for believers, a friend, a comforter, a supporter, an encourager, a helper, a counselor, and a healer. Those are much more accessible words, aren't they, to understand. Now again, I wish I had time to go through each one of them, but what the promise of God fulfilled by the Holy Spirit says in essence is that when God's physical form of Jesus, the comforter, supporter, encourager, healer, counselor, is no longer with us, that those things will not disappear, but they will remain in the form of God's Spirit. So even though the way by which God comes to us may change, the promises and the results are consistent right through the lives of believers. So what is the work of the Holy Spirit? As we draw upon that, well, the work of the Holy Spirit from those words is to correct, is to straighten, and is to guide people in the way of God's truth. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand and to live out the truth of the Christian faith as outlined in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will teach and remind us of the things of God. The Holy Spirit helps us discern God's will and God's purpose for our lives. The Holy Spirit is God's channel of bringing comfort and support and encouragement and help and healing to his people. It's the work of the Holy Spirit within the lives of believers to help them grow in their faith and show more and more of the qualities of God in their lives. And we'll sing about that in our hymn in a moment or two. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that helps us worship God. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that helps us tell others about Jesus. So much is dependent on the Holy Spirit. The list goes on, but the point I'm making is that the Holy Spirit of God may be unseen, but the work of the Holy Spirit is broad and deep in the lives of those who believe. And as we reflect on what we learn, what we are reminded of today, let me just offer some personal examples that might help us ground into our own lives what the work of the Holy Spirit is. Sometimes when I read the Bible, the words just seem to jump out at me, to speak to me as if they were from the mouth of God, so relevant to whatever situation I am in. Has that ever happened to you? The work of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever had someone encourage you? Or have you ever had a sense within yourself of being led to encourage someone or offer words of support? The work of the Holy Spirit. Like all of us, I find myself in a place in life many times where I'm exhausted or where I'm hurting or when I've prayed or even struggled to pray, that I've had that sense of peace and strength to cope suddenly come over me as if beyond myself. That ever happened to you? The work of the Holy Spirit within us. Many times I've had a deep sense of right and wrong in my life, in a situation, or more especially knowing what I was choosing was not perhaps honoring God, and there was something within my gut or my body or within my spirit that told me it was not right. Have you ever felt that? The work of the Holy Spirit. Today we've just skimmed the surface, but we have learnt enough to know that when we say we believe in the Holy Spirit, as we will do in a few moments' time, we are saying we believe that God is with us. That through the Holy Spirit, God is bringing us hope, comfort, truth, and his presence into our lives in real and life-changing ways. When we say we believe in the Holy Spirit, we are saying that we want the Holy Spirit to work in our lives so that more and more we show and live by the qualities of God and Jesus. So on this Trinity Sunday, we are thankful that God the Father has created us in his image and loves us, that God the Son has redeemed us by his blood on the cross, and that God the Holy Spirit is present with us in all that we do. So as we reflect on the work of the Holy Spirit, as we ask ourselves the question, are we believers? Is God's Spirit dwelling within us? Can I encourage us to pray together? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this Trinity Sunday, we are reminded of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as we ask the question, who is the Holy Spirit? We are reminded that it is God unseen in spirit form in the lives of believers to guide us, to strengthen us, to heal us, to allow us to dwell in God's truth, to allow us to worship God. And I pray today and always we would know the benefits of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I pray this in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.